going to turn to the issue of the communion season, which of course is now upon us. So we decided to take a look on how the ceremony affects your pockets and just what the children themselves expect for the day. And News Talk's Niamh Hassell has been looking into it, and she joins us now. Niamh, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you find?
Okay, so we'll start with the children themselves and their own expectations. And we asked News Talk's reporter Henry McKean to go to St Audio Primary School on Cook Street in Dublin 8. There he spoke to a class. They're making their communion this Saturday on the 19th of May. He asked them what they would be wearing and how they would be getting to the church.
I have this big puffy dress. It's like a belt, but it's not. It's sewed onto the dress.
Was it expensive or was it good
value? It was very expensive, and it's got a diamond umbrella with diamond shoes and a pearl and diamond crown.
My suit has cream, and though I have a gold waistcoat with a gold tie and brown shoes. It has like a luminous yellow pink t-shirt.
I'm going to get a black limo. It's very long. And I'm going to have a party for my communion.
I'm getting a big Hummer. It's going to be white.
Now, if I wanted to get a black limo, how much would it cost me?
Well, I thought I was more interested in the Hummer. You know, a Hummer is this massive, big military vehicle that's been made famous by celebrities over in the States. But apparently, if you wanted to get a Hummer, first of all, it's €150 for the first hour and €70 for every hour after that.
What?
And for the more modest price of €130 an hour, you can get a stretch limo. And again, €70 for every additional hour after that. But that does come with fizzy pop for the communions, I have been assured. Now, I did a ring around of a lot of places around the country at random. And I also looked into the price of dresses, kitting out girls and for the boys, suits. And basically, the average that I found around the country, it's €200 for a dress. Now, this is just the dress without a veil, without shoes or anything
average,
like that.
Average, which means people, a lot of people are paying considerably more than that.
A lot of people, yeah. And as well, considerably less. Like, it has to be noticed that I did find one for €70 in a shop in Arklow. But prices can go up to €600 in high street shops that I did find. Now, this was a random selection, but I found that €600 one in Dublin. If you're looking for bespoke handmade dresses, which sounded like what that little girl had there, they can start from €250, but depending on the detail, they can go right up. And you know, it has to be a pair of dress that you see how much that costs. So for the boys to get decked out in a suit and shirt and tie, it averages it out at around €200, and shoes then €80 then on top of that.
€80 for kids' shoes?
Yeah,
I wouldn't pay that for a pair of shoes.
It's big business, you know. Now, so I think there's a lot of financial pressures that come under a lot of parents at this time, and
yeah,
it really takes a hold on them.
You were talking to Vincent DePaul about this.
Yeah, that's right. I did speak to John Mark McCafferty, who's the head of social justice and policy with Vincent DePaul, and I asked him if he noticed an increase in the number of parents who go to them for help around this time of year.
It's a particularly, it can be a difficult time for families to meet their budgets.